News from Master Mac and Mistress Lauren. Repairs are complete and we shall be taking off momentarily.
Finally!
Miz hooked a leg over the arm of her chair and settled back.
I swear, we've been stuck on this shizhole of a planet for, like, ever.
It's been 9 hours.
9 boring hours.
Cal held up both his splurt hand and his almost non-existent one.
That's not necessarily the word I'd have chosen. Personally, I've had quite an eventful time, but I take your point. The sooner we get off this place, the better.
Mac walked onto the bridge. He briefly regarded Cal, noted the splurt hand, but chose not to pass comment.
All fixed up.
He made his way to the front.
We can get out of here soon. Lauren said she has to take care of something first.
Take care of what?
I don't know. I didn't ask. Ain't none of my business.
It's nothing to worry about, sir. Mistress Lauren is merely using the bathroom.
Oh.
She shouldn't be long. She's just sitting down. Now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Based on previous observations, she shouldn't be more than 47 seconds. Assuming, of course, we're only talking about a number one.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for the update, pal. I think our imaginations can reluctantly take it from here.
Very good, sir. Ah.
What's wrong?
I'm rather afraid we may have to delay takeoff, sir.
Cal sat forward in his wobbly, half-melted chair.
What? Why?
It isn't a number one.
6 agonizingly descriptive minutes later, Lauren returned to the bridge to find Cal and Miz both sitting stiffly and awkwardly in their chairs. Mac stood facing front, back straight, body rigid. None of them made eye contact as she strode past and took her seat.
Everyone ready?
She slid in behind her controls and pulled the console toward her.
Yep. Yeah. You?
All set.
She glanced back over her shoulder and caught Cal and Miz both trying very hard not to look at her.
What?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like that. Like the way you're looking at me now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cal smiled and gestured to the screen.
Stop being paranoid and just fly us out of here. The sooner we get off this planet, the better.
I couldn't agree more, sir. Also, ma'am, just for your information, I took the liberty of running a second flush. That first one didn't quite shift everything, but it's all gone now.
Lauren's eyes widened a fraction in horror. She looked to Cal and Miz, but they both quickly averted their eyes. Cal gestured to the screen again.
Let's go, and let us never speak of any of this again.